Today's Words of Wisdom, the Six Buddhist Perfections, will be presented in Malay and English, with subtitles in Arabic, Alaxis or Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Turkish, and Urdu. Malaysia memang sebuah negara indah yang dikurniai dengan banyak bukit dan gunung yang ditumbuhi hutan tebal, bentangan pantai yang terdapat pokok palma, air laut yang kehijau-hijauan dan cahaya matahari keemasan serta lagun air tawar. Tarikan utama Malaysia ialah kontrasnya yang besar. Dari pencakar langit yang mencuar tinggi, kita dapat melihat rumah papan yang dibina di atas kaki bajang. Budaya masyhuk, keajaiban alam semula jadi, bandar raya yang besar dan banyak pulau yang indah permai ialah ciri negara yang cantik ini. Penduduk Malaysia kebanyakannya ialah orang Melayu, diikuti oleh orang Cina dan India. Budaya masyhuk telah banyak mempengaruhi seni bina dan budaya negara ini, dicerminkan melalui bangsa dan warisan yang pelbagai. Malaysia ialah negara asal banyak tokoh yang berani dan mulia. Pada November 2006, Datuk Muhammad bin Ismail telah dianugerahi hadiah keamanan Gusi untuk hal ehwal keagamaan dan kemanusiaan, dan bekas Perdana Menteri Tun Dr. Mahathir bin Mohamad telah dicalonkan untuk hadiah keamanan Nobel 2007. Disebabkan oleh kegairahan orang yang ingin mendapat makrifat, Mahaguru Ching Hai telah menerima undangan ikhlas mereka dan berkunjung ke Malaysia untuk beberapa kali. Sekarang, kami menjemput anda untuk mengikuti syarahan yang berikut oleh Mahaguru Ching Hai bertajuk Enam Kesempurnaan Agama Buddha pada 2 Oktober 1989 di Malaysia.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try it alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
What is the difference between an arhat and a Buddha? Sometimes an arhat is a Buddha, and sometimes a Buddha is an arhat. But sometimes a Buddha is not an arhat, and sometimes an arhat is not a Buddha. It depends on how you look at it. The arhat, by the most definite definition, is the one who has a lot of magical power, can tame the wild beasts, yeah, and can make the wind and all this kind of thing. But the Buddhas are the one who can have thousand and millions transformation bodies at the same time, can hear everything in everywhere at the same time, can see everything every time, everywhere at the same time. He and the universe are one. He's everywhere and not anywhere. This is called Rulai, Tathagata. The Arahat, by definition, by usual understanding, is the one who has some magical power, who are liberated, but who are not yet completely having the ultimate power and ultimate wisdom. Capital? Shifu, does God create this world or the world exists by itself? Oh, this you have to go and ask God. Huh? You want to come to ask Him? Go get initiation. Practice Guanyin method. And then you go direct and ask him, what comes first, the egg or the chicken? What is the difference between perfect vegetarian and non-perfect vegetarian? Any effect on meditation between these two types of people? Yes, yes, yes. If you want to know what kind of effect vegetarian has on meditation, you may go out and get the book that our own disciples, by violating the precepts, by eating meat after initiation, what kind of affection they have. Let's go, disciples and masters, inner letters. Because these letters are not common letters. I'm not asking, Master, how are you? The weather is fine. No, no, no. We're discussing deeply inside wisdom and many inside precepts, inside enlightenment. Yeah? And there are columns called precepts. In these, you will read many experiences about eating vegetarian and non-vegetarian and how it affects their meditation and their progress. And then you may know for yourself. I speak everything by experience and also by the proof of the enlightenment and experience of my disciples. Understand? I do not force people to believe things. We have proof. What are the thing in mind or nothing in mind when practicing meditation? Nothing. Do not desire anything and do not think too much of anything. But if anything's come, let it come. Do not bother so much. Just concentrate on your method. If you breathe, count in the breath and count the breath. If you recite the Buddha name and recite the Buddha. If you recite Jesus' name, recite Jesus. Concentrate over here. Must there be any objective to achieve in practice meditation? Yeah, you pray for grace and wisdom. Pray for liberation, for peace in the world and peace within yourself. That's the best. Otherwise, you can pray also for winning the lotto, yeah? Getting a beautiful wife if you want. But I would advise you get the highest, yeah? Pray for wisdom, pray for peace, for happiness, for yourself and for all beings. What is your advice if I wish to practice meditation? I sincerely hope I will get some enlightenment from your answer. You would like to do meditation? I'm very pleased. If you already have a method, then continue if it helps you. If it doesn't help you, then try the little method I have taught you yesterday and this evening. If this doesn't satisfy you and you want a deeper enlightenment and deeper wisdom or more insight, more protection, then you get initiation that I may teach you the Guanyin method. That's the safest, the best, and the most beneficial. Dear Qinghai Master, apart from wisdom, can you please tell us any other advantages that we can gain from meditation? Oh yes, many, many. Yeah? You get happiness, tranquility, power to help yourself and others, help your 5-6 generations, and later you can become a Buddha or like Jesus, you know everything. You can cleanse the other sin. You can help anyone who in need, in disaster, in trouble. You have many superpower. Can a family man attend enlightenment without leaving home to become a monk? Yes, definitely. Master, it is sinful if a person telling lie to safeguard his people, family or country. No. It's okay. It's not sinful. How can I know I am having a good meditation? If it gives you peace and satisfaction, that is a good result. When is the right time for meditation? If you're working regularly, then you wake up early in the morning, from 3 to 6. From midnight onward is a good meditation times. But after a good rest, after a good sleep, otherwise you sit there and just, agreeing to everything. Depends on if you work at night or in the morning. After a good night's sleep is the best time. Why do we have so many religions in this world today? Why does every one of them has a conflict in teachings and philosophy? Why does God permit this? No, they're not conflicting. It's just that our wisdom hasn't opened to understand the basic meanings of these religions. Not conflicting. God doesn't want this. It's we ourselves make separation. Master Qinghai, you did mention about the Creator, the Almighty God, and other holy masters like Buddha, Jesus, Guan Yin, etc. What are their relationships between them with God? If they are God's disciples, won't it be better to pray straight to the Almighty God? Yes, then you pray to the Almighty God. But these masters, they came to the world from time to time to bring the message of God. And because they came, we know God. Understand? Because of their connection, their grace, their blessing, their help, that we are contacted with God. Therefore, we are grateful to them. That's also not incorrect. That's why we should not pay much attention to past master. We should find a living master. Understand? So that we can get direct contact with God. So your question is, should we worship this master? No, we shouldn't. We should worship God. But pray to a master. Ask for help from a master so that you may contact God. Understand? Yeah. But a living master, a past one, is done with his job. He's going to do other things. He doesn't do this job anymore. Dear Venerable Master, I heard many people arguing about existence of religion. Some people say Christianity came first, and some people say Buddhism came first. To me, I say, which religion comes first is not important. Yes, yes? Therefore, I sincerely hope Venerable Master will enlighten us. Yes, it's not important. That is right. The most important is we follow the teaching of the religions that we believe. Because if you follow one religion, means you follow all the religions. They mostly teach the same thing. What is the difference between meditation and chanting using beads to the path of enlightenment? Meditation is to sit still and listen to the guidance of the Master inside, or of God. Chanting beads is we are too busy. Yeah, and we forget to listen. Chanting and telling the beads is we pray. Pray God helping us, give us guidance and give us this and that. But after we ask, we must sit still and listen, no? Just like I come and ask you a question. After I have asked, then I must stay still so that you have the chance to tell me what your answer is. Understand? So meditation is a process after praying and telling the beads. Otherwise, telling the beads and praying is not much efficient. How do we know that we have attained a proper master to teach the path of enlightenment? Yeah, easy. The master must enlighten you. So then you know that is the correct path of enlightenment, no? To be enlightened means to have light. Now if any master give you some light or some guidance from God, from direct contact with God, with light, that is an enlightened master and you are on an enlightened path. Dear Master, Buddha say that women are subservient to men. Who? What is your opinion? Buddha never say this. It is a great misunderstanding. We have women Buddhas, we have men Buddhas, even in the scriptures. So how can he say such things? If he ever say something like that, it was due to the custom of India at that time. The woman must sit behind the man or the woman must pay respect to the man. Understand? If he doesn't want to make the topsy-turvy of the Indian customs and destroy the order of the society. So he said, well, woman has to stay behind the man or sit behind the man or pay respect to man. It is because he respects the prevailing custom. Similarly, when we go to this country, if we go here, we must respect the custom and the law of this country. Understand that? Yeah? So when we preach something, we preach always for the Buddhist, yeah, or the Christian, or the non-believer. It is because we respect the law of this country. Understand? It is the national law, and we respect the law. Similar, when the Buddha in India, he let the woman be subservient to man because it was the society. Understand? Yeah? Otherwise, man and woman are equal. A lot of people talk about existence of a spiritual world or another world after death. How true is this? Yes, it is true. There are many worlds beyond our world, more beautiful, more permanent, more loving, more relaxed. What is exactly nirvana in Buddhist teaching? Nirvana means blissful, tranquility. When you sit in meditation, you have small nirvana. After you achieve great enlightenment and you leave this world, you attain greater nirvana. Is this nirvana Buddhist ultimate aim in life? Yes. Your list of initiation data is many and frightening. How can this encourage us to be initiated? Whatever you feel frightened about, you ask my disciple to explain to you, or ask me. Not every are frightening. If it is so frightening and not so many disciples come, we have a lot of people. There is nothing to be frightened about vegetarian, about not eating meat, about not taking drugs. Understand? About not killing, not stealing. There's nothing frightening about that. Think it over. Is it wrong to help others heal themselves when they are ill? If so, where's our compassion? People get sick, they have doctors. They have also spiritual healers if they want to. But we follow in a different path, you understand? We want to take people to liberation, not just heal a little sickness. If people are sick, you should take them to hospital, care for them, and tell them to pray, rely on their own power and selves, not to rely on your little limited power and to heal them. Understand? A little compassion and great compassion are different. For example, if you study to become a doctor, and by the way, you have not become a doctor yet, and you see all the nurses are very busy taking care of the patients, and then you abandon your studying of a doctor grade and you come and become a nurse and help the people, that's also all right. But then you won't become a doctor. You become a nurse all the time only. If you heal people by spiritual healing power, then you become a healer only and can only help the sick people and not the whole sentient beings. Not taking people to freedom, to liberation, and to become Buddha. Understand that? If you want to become a spiritual healer, to give the poor people a spiritual healing, okay, that is compassionate too. But I would like to teach you to become a Buddha. And then not only you can heal people, but you can liberate people. You can liberate the world. And that is a greater goal. You become a doctor, not a nurse. Yeah? Is this a choice? Do you accept the title the living God accorded to you? I accept or don't accept, makes no difference. Is this they who call me? It's not I who tell them to call me. And it's very difficult to tell a press to call you a living God. You understand that? You cannot buy them the first time they know me. I don't know them even. And they call me that after I left Costa Rica.
they comment about my work and about my person. And they write many comments after I left already. And my disciple picked them up and put them on. This is for the information of our disciples. Wherever the master go, what happened, what happened, what happened, in which country, what happened. Just very truthful news for our disciples to know where the master go and what to do and what people say. That's all. Makes no difference to me whether you call me a living God or a living ghost. But we are all living God. Not only me. According to the Bible, we are the living God. Know you not that you are the temple of God and the Spirit dwells within you? God lives in this temple. That means it is God. The body is only the shell, only the temple, and God is inside. Understand? We are God. You are misinformed. You don't know who you are. You don't know how great you are. If I know how great I am, you should be happy for me. In Buddhism, one of the greatest defilements is the ego. How do you justify your photos being on sale outside? Is that has anything to do with the ego? People likes my photo, so we have to comply with their wish. It is also all the work of my disciple, nothing to do with me. I don't take my own photo, I don't go and develop them, and I don't sell them. All right? I have nothing to sell except my goodness and goodwill to help you. I don't sell anything. I take no money, no profit. I work with my own hands to earn my own living. May I inform you? So whatever you take from me is free of charge, free gift. It's all from goodwill. I work every day with my hands. I do the scarf, to earn enough money for myself. Even when I lecture, before I lecture, I do some of this work. On the traveling tour, on the aeroplane, on the train, on the bus, whenever I have time, I do the work so that I have enough money to live. I do not sell anything. Whatever the money or the profit comes, it will be freely distributed again. It will be printed in book, understand? Give it free to you. And free arrangement for you to come for lecture. Free arrangement for you to go for initiation. Free arrangement that you come and eat with us or see me. This is all for you, nothing for me. Photograph you want to take, you take for souvenir. If you don't want, you don't. Nothing to do with my ego, I couldn't care less. To do this work is very frightening. Yes, do not envy my job. No, no, don't wish, don't envy. It's very frightening job. You get pressure, criticism everywhere and anytime. You should pity me, not criticize. Yeah? You should protect me. Yeah, give me more love and encouragement so that I may serve you and serve people more. I only serve and not take it. Dear Grand Master, I would like to practice your Kuan Yin method, but I think I cannot make it now yet because of vegetarian. Then you practice this little method I teach you. See, this evening. And slowly try to be vegetarian to see if you can. And after you try for some time, if you succeed, then come for initiation. Is that all right? Dear Master, why is garlic and onions not considered vegetarian food? Yeah, please explain. It is because of the Buddhist precept. In the Buddhist sutra, it is said that garlic and onions stimulate your passion. Understand? Your sexual desire. Therefore, if we practice any kind, we should minimize our sexual activities. And so if we eat garlic and onions, it makes it more. Therefore, we avoid it. Understand? Also, it is said that onions harm your livers or your kidney. And dull your memories. Therefore, the monks and nuns or the good practitioner, they think it's better to avoid them. Understand that? Yeah?
Mm.
Sometimes my body move or shake during meditation, just like in a trance state. Can you explain? Yes? It is because when you meditate, the good force and the bad force are fighting. One want to take you up and one want to pull you down, so it keep like this. Yeah? You should go on with your meditation, and whoever is your master, if he has power, ask him to help you. If he doesn't, pray to God, to Buddha, to whomever you believe, to help you, and slowly, perseverance, it will overcome this. Also try to live a more clean life, vegetarian, etc. Yeah?
Mm.
If we have fear to learn to meditate and we can't find a master, isn't the fear the hindrance for further development?
Yes.
Mm? Should overcome this fear. If you want to meditate, you should try. You should have courage. We should fear nothing. Human beings are the highest creation, should not fear. It is the eye that sees, or the seeing that sees. It is the seeing that sees. So even when you close your eyes, you can see many things. So it is the seeing nature that sees things. Therefore, when we die, our eyes are still open or closed. We see nothing anymore because the seeing ability is gone. Is it possible for a master to give a touch or other method to help the student in enlightenment? Yes, possible. Don't need a touch. A look is enough. A name is enough. Hearing about a master's name is enough to help you. If you have faith and sincere and humility. I believe in calling a Buddha's name or chanting the law of universe, how can I practice a silence meditation together with calling and chanting the law of universe? You told me that after chanting you need to meditate a few minutes. If you want to be silent and also noisy at the same time, then I have no way. You chant for a while and then sit. Yeah? And if you want, you can chant again. You cannot chant for 24 hours a day. Try to be quiet for some time to receive God's blessing, Buddha's help. Is killing animals sinful? Yes? Do they have souls? Yes? How about killing germs and harmful insects? Is it murderous? Yes. But then you have to kill for your life. Whereby killing animal to eat is not necessary. Understand? The first case and the second are different. The first you kill for food. Food are available nowadays from soya beans, from all kind of vegetables. So the first case is not so necessary. Not a life and death matter. Therefore the sin is a little bit heavier. Now the second, you have to fight for your own life. Human life is very precious. So you are allowed to get rid of harmful germs according to medical means. But this is very minimized, understand?
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production, rabies, anthrax, sleeping sickness, Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Restin virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease, or PMWS, Listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock.
Some of the costs of meat eating.
Infertility, Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion US a year.
Cancer. Increased childhood cancers and adult reproductive cancers from hormones in meat.
Colorectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion US. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide.
An estimated $174 billion US spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion US each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Cowpox from milking cows. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
For help quitting, please visit
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Dear Master, being a vegetarian or non-vegetarian, to kill or not to kill, to be a Buddhist or a Christian, to have the key to enlightenment, to have initiation, to observe the sound or no sound, etc., is just the discrimination of the mind. To be attached to all this thinking is samsara. Not to be attached to all these things is wisdom. To be free from all this attachment or non-attachment thinking is enlightenment. Please comment whether I am right or wrong and offer some advice. If I say you are right, then it is not. Because if you are already have wisdom and enlightenment, then you don't need to ask me this. That means you are not enlightened. If your thinking is like this, it's not enough. Understand? We cannot say I'm not attached to the staircase because the second floor is not the staircase. But we have to go from the staircase to go to the second floor. And when we get to the second floor already, then we can say I don't need the staircase. We haven't. So we need the staircase. Okay? If you have this kind of great thinking, it sounds very great. But then, not yet completely enlightened. That's why you still ask me. You are not certain. The one who has wisdom and enlightenment never doubt. That is the difference. Great teacher, is nirvana a place or a state of mind? It is a state of mind. If one has attained nirvana, where does one go after death? Go to nirvana. To Buddha's land. Back to the hole in the universe. But this you know after you die. Is there life after death and reincarnation? And such thing as heaven and hell, how can one prove such things? Last night I told you already, when we get to a certain level in practice, we see our reincarnation. We see the life and death circle and the law of it. Yeah? Then we know. Also, hell and heaven, we can see also. We can see during our meditation. We can visit these places. What happens to one's soul when one dies? Does it reborn immediately into another human body? This time into whether a higher or lower human being, depending on one's past action in one's previous life. Yes? The soul can be liberated completely if you practice such as Guan Yin method and liberate yourself in this lifetime. Then after you die, you have no burden, no covering of the soul. If you haven't, then you still have some cover. In this world, we have the physical body's cover. In the other world, we have a different cover. It is more subtle, more invisible, but it's still a cover. Just like you build a house with concrete or you build a house with wood. The density are different, but still there are some obstruction for your vision. Understand? Only a liberated soul can go free after death. They go to where they have attained during life. And where you go depends on last life, of course.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Penonton-penonton yang pemurah, kami menghargai kehadiran Anda untuk episode Kata-Kata Hikmat hari ini. Bersamalah kami lagi esok untuk bahagian terakhir syarahan Mahaguru Qinghai yang mengilhamkan 6 kesempurnaan agama Buddha. Seterusnya ialah teknologi zaman keemasan selepas berita yang wajar diberi perhatian. Semoga hidup anda penuh dengan kasih sayang dan kebaikan. Charitable viewers, we appreciate your loving company for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Join us again tomorrow for the final part of Supreme Master Qinghai's inspiring lecture, The Six Buddhist Perfections. Golden Age Technology is coming up next after Noteworthy News. May your life be filled with love and kindness.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.